All right, yeah, so this video I'm gonna make because, man, I woke up this morning and I seen something on Yahoo where that teen mom, that fucking slut, she's like 36 or something. She's like 40 now. She's older, which is, it happens, it's life. And she has requirements for the next guy to come up and date her to give her, to have $5,000 on top of pay for dinner and take a background check. Now, see, the reality of it is she said it jokingly, but she's serious. You see, women don't joke when it comes to this type of stuff. Like, women don't joke. She's serious. She's probably said it in like a joking way, but she's like, this is the entitlement, especially with American women or westernized women. This is that entitlement that they naturally have. So I want to go into like just the little things that women just don't understand. And no matter how hard they'll try, I don't care what, how much education they have, what if they're feminist or liberal, whatever. There are things most women genuinely go through majority of their life completely lost and confused. That's the reality, and just following other people. That's the reality of it. I'm going to iron my clothes. That's actually an expensive shirt I got hanging up there right now. I'm going to iron my clothes and then run around the town for a bit. But yeah, I'm going in. It's like little things like they just don't get. Like, for instance, I see this woman. Now, this woman on Teen Mom, come to find out, I think she had done like porn. She had done porn, failed at porn, which if you, as a woman, if you fail at porn, that is like, I mean, like I'm saying, if you fail in porn to the point where you can't get your bills paid off, fucking, you are fucking pathetic. All right, just flat out. All right, because no, like I said in the previous video, no matter what deepest corner of the internet you can go to, if there's a woman live streaming something, there's at least four guys in there trying to get inside her. So if as a woman, if you can't succeed in sex work, you are absolutely the pathetic failure of a woman. That's it. But back to the girl. Yeah, she failed at porn. I mean, she tried a bunch of other things. I mean, it's life. You're going to try, you fail. I'm not mad at her for failing those things. I'm laughing because she failed at porn. Pretty much every woman's, ace in the hole. If she can, she fucked that up. So, but little things women don't understand, and it kind of goes in this thing, in this realm of, okay, just because Halle Berry wore a short haircut and got away with it for years and was actually hot with it, or Emma Watson can wear short hair, doesn't mean, you know, Sarah down the street can do it. But see, women, like, they don't fucking get it, because with women, it's all about how they feel. And see, this is why they never really understand anything that's going on, because everything's based around how they feel and they're not actually thinking anything through. See, because at the core of it, see, we're not taught to think in Western societies now. Women are taught, well, okay, let me take this back. Women are not taught to think how to be genuine humans. That's what I should say. They're taught to think. Every woman knows divorce laws, child support laws, alimony laws. Every woman from about the age of 10, every girl from the age of 10 knows about that in the U.S. because their aunts, their sisters, their cousins, they all talk about it all the time. They know those. See, the most difficult thing for a woman to do, for any woman to do, the most difficult thing is to become a genuinely decent human consistently. That is the most difficult thing for any woman to do, because their brains are not, a woman's brain is initially wired to be a high class prostitute, first and foremost. Never forget this. And see, this is something that women don't understand because they are a woman. It's like trying to explain to a dog, dogs like to eat their own shit, and the dog just like, well, I don't get it. What does he mean? And exactly what I just said, dogs like to eat their own shit. It's the same thing dealing with women. Telling women that initially that they are, and their initial calls in the world, all right? Well, woman's initial view and calls in the world is to be a high-class prostitute, okay? That's pretty much what Cinderella, the story of Cinderella ends up being in the end. Pretty much any movie that, you know, it feeds into the woman's ego, it validates the woman even further into this entitlement. But like I said, also in previous videos, like I said, see, these movies don't show the aftermath of after they actually get lucky and get a guy, you know, to do these ridiculous things for them. It doesn't show the parts where the guy is cheating on her with 8 different other women and she's mad and she can't get back at him. And, you know, and now she's pregnant by him and she hates him. See, they don't put that on Instagram. They didn't put that part of Cinderella on Instagram. So women don't know it exists. It must not exist because it's not on Instagram. That's how women's brain thinks. If they don't see it, then it doesn't exist. Until they end up in it. Then it's like, then, you know, if they're not too embarrassed, they'll start talking to their friends about it. But yeah. So like with this girl, I think her name's Farrah Abram or something like that. Abraham, I don't know. But I'll be honest with you, she's not a horrible looking girl. Because I had even had her on a video interview. She's not a terrible looking girl, but it's the reality. She's a single mother and she's 36. See, another thing women don't understand, and people don't really say it because it is very brutal to talk about. There is very little applicable use for a woman after 25, unless she's in a long-term relationship with the potential to have kids, or she has a kid. If after 25, I don't care what she does, I don't care where she is, I don't care how successful she is, her existence as a woman, there's not much applicable use for her after that, other than, you know, a one-night stand type of thing, or maybe she's a sugar mama, something like that. Or maybe she found like a 90-year-old guy to take care of her. That's about the only way it ever works anymore with women. After 25, 26, there are anomalies. I'll say this. There are completely anomalies out there. But in most cases, there's just no applicable position for them in the world other than to do some type of customer service. You know, where it's not customer service of their own children, there's customer service in call centers, or it's customer service waitresses, or, you know, anything else above that, like, they just become extremely undesirable. You see, like, there's no, but see, when they want to play fight this logic to the end. It's like, oh, well, it's my bone structure. That's why some women just have bad bone structure. That's when they hit the wall. Like, no, that's not what hit the wall means. When you hit the wall, see, the Farrah Abram chick hit the wall, and she doesn't look horrible at all, but she hit the wall for other factors. You see, other factors is, see, because women, all women see is, oh, well, as long as my jeans match my shoes and my butt looks good, then I'm in my prime. That's all they see. Yeah, some guys still fuck you, but you're not in your prime. Mentally, you degraded. You've become too independent to set in your ways. You're fucking gross. Get the fuck out of my face. You see, now, I want to talk about this as a side note when you talk about the wall. People say that men don't hit the wall. And I want to explain this in depth. First off, men do hit a wall. Okay. Physically speaking, they hit a wall just like women, but ours comes much later usually. And in the ways that we hit a wall, and what's signaling to the other sex, what our wall is when we hit it, usually just being old. And a lot of times that's not even a fail-proof way for a man to hit the wall. But I said, let's just say on average, just getting old, just getting, you know, old and skinny and wrinkly, that's when men hit the wall. But even then, that can be like some women like that. They just don't like to talk about it. Because see, the reason now, men hit a wall on a superficial level, but the reality of it is we don't hit a wall because everything, the reason why we exist is for our wisdom, our resources, and our confidence. In other words, our ability to protect. So as long as we can still protect something, we don't hit a wall yet. We can always still, okay, like Hugh Hefner can keep fucking 25-year-old girls. Now, on the flip side, Oprah Winfrey can't keep go out and fucking 25-year-old guys. She really don't even want a 25-year-old guy. You see, because the whole thing is flipped. A woman is looking for something strong and that can protect her. See, Oprah Winfrey ain't trying to go fuck 25-year-old freshly graduated college guys. Now, where Hugh Hefner, that's the goal. That's, you know, the prime for a man is to go fuck a 25-year-old fresh graduate or 22-year-old college girl. That's what the guys want. Women don't want the same things. So this is why I think it really should be going over more in depth. Oh, yes, men's only on a physical level, our attraction definitely will start to decline. One, it's much later in life. And two, men have much more to work with because of the core of why men and women are wanted. Men, like I said, men are wanted pretty much to be a protector. And women are wanted to bear children and to bear children and to be in a partnership with a man. And women's prime years for doing this are between 16 and 25, where they're naturally in that role. See, a woman who's over 25 is like, okay, getting with a woman who is over 25 is the equivalent of signing a basketball player who's 33 years old. A professional basketball team signing a basketball player who's 33. All right, he's all like his best years are just past him, long gone. At best, you might get a couple good years out of him, but he ain't gonna do too much after that. It's the same thing with a woman. That's probably one of the best ways, another best way I could think to do it, of to align a woman's wall with sports. It's pretty much, it can be like the length of the average professional sports player's career. It's about the same thing. Once that prime is up, there's just nothing they can ever do to get back to that prime. I don't care with basketball players. I don't care how many surgeries, how many knee replacements, like with women, I don't know how much Botox and boob jobs you get. You just going to be old. You see what I'm saying? And everybody's going to know it. But yeah, because I was watching this other woman. I can't even think of her name, but she just some fucking black whore woman who preys on beta guys, and she found some beta guy to pretty much take care of her. And this is what women like that don't tell the other women that they talk to. That woman is doing some of the most craziest sex acts to keep that position because she knows she has to. Either that or she got lucky and found a real dumb beta who will just put up with her starfish sex. That's it. Like Patrice O'Neal said, like once females get over 26, in order to habitually stay in any man's radar, she has to be doing some of the craziest sex shit and be interested in it to stay on any, because after that, there's no, like I said before, there's not much more applicable use for women over 25. You naturally don't want to be around them because they're old, they're bitter, they're angry, they just don't look as good, and they have this severely independent attitude on the world. So you don't even want to do anything with them, you know? I don't know. Every time I start these things, I always, it must be something here that's triggering my allergies. Because like I wasn't blowing my nose, you know, 20 minutes ago. But another thing that women don't realize, like basic things, man. Like, because the thing is, women are stupid in terms of real world logic. But they're smart. They're very smart naturally in finding out where resources are. And how this plays out is, see, a woman's natural views, a woman's natural character in life is to believe that somebody's always going to come fix their shit. That this is why most women don't value anything. Or if they kind of value it, they like kind of value it. But this is why women don't have most women don't have like a genuine, deeper value of a hobby like men do. You see? Like, very rarely you'll meet a woman who has a deep value for, like, let's just use skating for an example, and she'll have like the entire room with all the vintage skates up and all this. You see, women don't, their brains are not wired to do this on average. Like I said, there are anomalies, but on average, they're not wired to do it, because a woman's brain is wired to like whatever she likes temporarily, you know, for one reason or another, break it, throw it away, and find a man to come get her something new and excite her again. You see, that's the natural flow of a woman's brain. It's not to genuinely value something unless it's her own children. And a lot of times they don't even value their own children. They're just playing along to hope to make you think that they value them. But yeah, I'm going to get out of here because my allergies are fucking kicking my ass, man.